Good morning, everybody. Today, we turn to the last of our introductory series to the Mishnah Torah. We focus on the Rambam's breakdown of his work, how he chose to divide it into 14 different sections, each of which has subsections and subsections, as we will discuss shortly, and therefore earned it the name Yad HaChazakah from the other Rishonim, who refused to refer to the Mishnah Torah as the Rambam would have it, as the Mishnah Torah, because of the overtones that implied that this was sort of the overarching restatement of all of Torah Sheba'al Peh, and that it's in some level, the only necessary companion to the Torah Sheba'al Chasav. They refer to it as Yad Chazakah, Yud Dalet, referring to the 14 books. The Rambam had something for the number 14. He had 14 Shurashim, 14 core principles as to define what is a mitzvah in his Sefer HaMitzvos, and some like to point to the fact that 365, the number of Los Asays, 3 plus 6 plus 5 equals 14, and 248, number of mitzvos asay, the positive commands, is 2 plus 4 plus 8, also equals 14. But somehow I don't know if the Rambam was thinking along those lines. Either way, he divided his book into 14 different sections. And each one of these contains, under a larger sefer, for example, let's start with the first one, Sefer Hamada. It contains within it five subsections, groupings of halachot. In the case of Sefer Hamada, it's Yisori HaTorah, Deos, Talmud Torah, Vodos Chachamim, and Hilchos Tshuva. Each one of those subsections then subsequently contains within it different prakim, different chapters, and those chapters themselves are comprised of different little paragraphs, little halachot, little equivalents to se'ifim you might find in Shulchan Aruch. Let's talk, in the beginning though, a little bit about the Rambam's breakdown. In a broad perspective, the Rambam's conceptualization here is really, really unique. Rebbeinu HaKadosh, Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi, in his compilation of the Mishnah, had chosen to take all of Torah Sheba'al Peh and divide it into six sections, the six orders of the Mishnayos, Shishah Sidrei Mishnah. And in doing so, obviously, he was somewhat limited as to what went where. For example, Masechet Avodah Zarah, which talks about the various halachos of idolatry. So that is found in Seder Nezikin, which is about damages, tort law, broadly, but it really refers to any sort of monetary transactions, and includes a lot of different other elements within it. It includes Hilchos Shavuos, which is something that was done in Beis Din because Hilchos Sanhedrin is there. Those can at least be better tied together in the sense that they all relate to the court adjudicating different types of cases. And Makos are lashes which are administered, so that can also fit there. But Maseches Avodah Zarah is a bit strange. Why is that there? So the Rambam and other Rishonim explain why that's there. But fundamentally, it's something which juts out. And there are many more points in the Mishnayos and in their Shishah Sidarim, where even though Rebbe broke it up conceptually, if one was given the task to re-break it down, and especially if you have more categories, in other words, instead of six books, six orders, you're going to use 14, so then one has much more ability to specify this subcategory, this specialized categorization of halachos, and put them together in one sefer. And indeed, that's what the Rambam did. Some of his conceptualizations are ingenious and tell us quite a lot about the group of halachos which he included within them, as we will see. For example, this is one which is highlighted by Rev Isidor Twersky in his fantastic, truly phenomenal book, Introduction to Maimonides' Code of Jewish Law. And in it, he explains that where to place the halachos of Bris Milah was something for all those that tried to ever organize things conceptually in halacha struggled with. Look at the Torah, look at Shulchan Aruch, where it's placed. It's placed in Yerodea near Hilchos Avadim, because an Eved, when he's being brought into a Jew's household, has to have a circumcision. But like you would think, the halachos of Milah and the halachos of Avadim don't really have anything conceptually to do with each other than that connection. But the Rambam, as we will see, places in Sefer Ahava, which we'll talk about also very soon. So in some ways, the Rambam's breakup is really ingenious and solves a lot of problems. It's worth noting at the onset, though, that there are certain things which stick out a little bit like a sore thumb. That there was no great place, even in the Rambam's broader than six, his 14 different sections in his breakdown, where there was no great place to really put them, and they sort of have to fall into one of these boxes, even though a little bit they jut out. As we'll see, for example, Hilchos Avel, which relate to the laws of mourning, appears in Sefer Shoftim, the final Sefer of the Rambam's book, which talks about authority. The reason why that's there, the Rambam also addresses. It's because the mitzvah of burying the dead is found in context in the Torah with regards to burying those that are executed by Beis Din. But still, the laws of mourning and the laws of rabbinic authority and our leadership, you wouldn't have really thought go together, but It had to go somewhere, and we'll see that that's true for other examples as well. So our goal right now will be just to list off the 14 different books and to explain the different subsections within each one of them in a very, very brief fashion. The first sefer is Sefer HaMada. This one is totally unique. It doesn't find parallel with regards to Rebbe's Shisa Sidrei Mishnah, that these ones all relate to foundations of knowledge, the way that a Jew is supposed to view the world. The first subsection is Historia Torah, basics of Judaism. Number two is Hilchos Deos, which relates to the perspectives one is supposed to have in the world and character development. Number three is Hilchos Tamat Torah, further intellectual development and the way that somebody is supposed to learn Torah and thereby view the world. The contrast that is Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, idolatry. And the final one is Hilchos Tshuva, that in case one goes down the wrong path, how is one able to make amends? And in Hilchos Tshuva, for example, the Rambam includes other things which can be in line with Hilchos Yisrei Torah and the broader book of Sefer Mada, because he includes their discussions of free will and other basics of Judaism. That is the first Sefer, Sefer HaMada. The second Sefer is another brilliant Rambam innovation, and this is Sefer Ahava. I remember when I was in NCSY Kolo, I was part of my Color Wars Torah Bowl team. I was asked a question about listing off the 14 books of the Rambam, which, to my chagrin now, I was not able to do, because we would go back and forth, me and my opponent, listing a book in the Rambam, and I said Ava, because I knew that was a book, he said another one, and then I said Yira, thinking that there was a book about Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. So, in fact, even the mitzvah of Avas Hashem isn't found in Sefer Ava. The mitzvah of Avas Hashem is found in Sefer Amada, in Hilchos Yisrei HaTorah, as we'll get to very shortly. But Ava refers to mitzvos, which are very, very constant in our life, fixtures, which enable us to engender and develop further awareness and Avas Hashem, as we'll see. Included in Sefer Ava is Hilchos Kriya Shema, Hilchos Tefilo Birchas Kohanim, Hilchos Tefillin Mezuzah of Sefer Torah, Hilchos Tzitzis, Hilchos Brachos, and Hilchos Mila. And that's where you see the Rambam sticking Mila in there was another brilliant move, because it was able to link these all together, things that we see all the time in our life, elements of our clothing, our homes, our daily routine, which engender love of God. The third section of Mishnah Torah, the third book, is Sefer Zmanim, all about the holidays. This one, in large part, is parallel to Rabbeinu HaKadosh's, in his Mishnayos, Seder Moed. The Rambam includes here Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Erevin, Hilchos Shvisas Asor, which is about cessation of work on Yom Kippur, Hilchos Shvisas Yom Tov, which is about cessation of work on Yantif, Hilchos Chametu Matzah, Hilchos Shofar Sukkah Lulav, Hilchos Shkalim, which fits here on some level, also doesn't fit great, but it parallels how Rabbeinu HaKadosh included Hilchos Shkalim in Meseches Shkalim in Seder Moed as well. And then the Rambam also has Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Hilchos Tainios, and he concludes with Hilchos Megillah V'Chanukah. All of these relating to the Jewish calendar year, Megillah and Chanukah coming last because they are only Derabbanan. The fourth book of Mishnah Torah is Sefer Nashim, which includes within it Hilchos Ishos, Hilchos Gerushin, Hilchos Yibum Chalitza, Hilchos Nara Basula, Hilchos Sota. Now this Sefer in many ways parallels Seder Nashim in Rebbe's breakdown. However, to highlight, the Rambam combines certain elements. For example, Kedushin and Ksubos, two different Masechtas and Shas, fall under the rubric of Ishos, which is marriage in general, before turning to Gerushin, which parallels Gittin in most part. And the Rambam also included this new section of Nara Basula, because there are a lot of unique laws which relate to a young girl who gets married off by her father, if she gets raped, Chas V'Shalom, or is seduced, etc. The fifth book of Rambam's Mishnah Torah is one of his most important innovations. He calls it Kedusha. And this has no parallel to, it's not comparable to Kadshim, as we'll see in a second. It's not comparable to Kadshim in the Shisa Sidrei Mishnah. Kedusha includes within it things where we relate to the most carnal aspects of our physical existence and how to upraise them in a transcendent Kedusha Dika fashion. And included in Kedusha are only three subsections, the smallest out of all of them. It's Hilchos Isurei Bia, Hilchos Machalos Asuros, and Hilchos Shechita. Forbidden relationships, forbidden foods, and the proper way to ingest food from an animal, which is through Shechita. The next section, the sixth book, is Sefer Hafla. Another brilliant innovation by the Rambam. I feel like I'm saying that a lot, but you'll see that some aren't as brilliant. They sort of parallel Rebbe's. And Sefer Hafla is perhaps the most unique of all of them, because the Rambam really called from Masechtas, which appear Shavuos, for example, and Nedarim and Naziris, and Erech and Echaramim, respectively, all are from different Siddurim. Hafla refers to clear expression. Ki hafli ish neder la Hashem. So when a person goes ahead and takes a neder for Hashem, so in that case, he is clearly expressing through his words that something should occur, and therefore this includes within it Hilchos Shavuos, which is from Seder Nezikin, oaths that somebody might take. Nedarim and Naziris both are found. They're types of vows one might take, and they're found in Seder Nashim and Erech L'Charamim, referring to ones which relate to Hektish, to the base of Migdash and its treasury. So those are found in Seder Kodshim. There's Masechas Erechin, but the Rambam groups these all together here very beautifully under Sefer Hafla. The next Sefer is Sefer Zrum. This very much parallels Rebbe's Sefer Zrum, although there is a unique innovation here. The Rambam says, in here, he talks about Hilchos Kilayim, Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, which is the innovation I was referring to, how the Rambam, obviously the agricultural laws of the Torah, in many ways, Lek, Etshech, Peah, etc., they relate to taking care of the poor and charitable perspectives, but the Rambam groups within here the broader halachos of tzedakah, which you could have thought appeared maybe in Sefer Kinyan or Sefer Mishpatim. The Rambam groups it here under the same themes that Zrum is driving at. So there's Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, Hilchos Trumos, Hilchos Meiser Sheni, Matnet Rai, Hilchos Bikurim, Hilchos Shemitah V'Yoga. The next two Svarim, Avoda and Karbanos respectively, are hard to sometimes distinguish what should fall under which, but broadly speaking, Avoda relates to the Beis HaMikdash in terms of its setup, and Karbanos refers to the actual particulars of the Karbanos, which are brought in the Beis HaMikdash. And in Sefer Avoda, therefore, we find Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Hilchos Bias HaMikdash, Hilchos Esur Mizbeach, Hilchos Maisa Karbanos, Hilchos Tamidim Musafin, Hilchos Psulei HaMikdash, Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKibur, Hilchos Me'ila, which, in many ways, again, these relate to the overall structure, overall laws in the Beis HaMikdash, although there's some things which jut out a little bit. And this, as well as the next one, the Book of Karbanos, let's just read those ones. So Karbanos includes Hilchos Karban Pesach, Hilchos Agiga, Hilchos Bechoros, Hilchos Shkagos, Hilchos Mechusar Kapara, and Hilchos Temura. Those both find expression in Rebbeinu HaKadosh's listing in Shas as Seder Kodshim. Next, we have Tara, which largely parallels Rebbeinu HaKadosh's Taros in Shas, and this includes all the rules of ritual purity and impurity. The Rambam here has not as much innovation, really mostly parallels Masechtas that we find in Seder Taros. And here we have Hilchos Tumas Meis, Hilchos Paraduma, Hilchos Tumas Tsaras, Hilchos Mitame Mishkav Umoshav, where the Rambam groups together Zav and Nida, etc., things which have those types of Tumah and Tara. So, and next we have Hilchos Shar Avos HaTumah, and there the Rambam groups together a lot of different things, like Shratzim and Vela, etc. Next we have Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, food becoming impure, and Kalim, referring to items, and ultimately how to purify yourself through Hilchos Mikvos. The last four books of the Mishnah Torah, 11, 12, 13, and 14, respectively, all relate to things which mostly appear in Seder Nezikin in Rebbe's ordering. The first of these final four books, the 11th book, is Sefer Nezikin, which obviously parallels much of Seder Nezikin, but more specifically in Rebbe's work, it parallels Bava Kamma, Bava Metzia, and others. So it's specifically Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, Hilchos Gneiva, Hilchos Gidal Aveda, Hilchos Chovol Mazet, and Hilchos Rotzeach Ushmiras Nefesh, relating to damages one might do to his friend or other criminal activity such as stealing or hurting, ultimately even including murder. Here is one of those things that juts out a little bit. The Rambam includes the laws of preservation of life along there with murder, just to talk about the sanctity of human life, but you wouldn't have thought Hilchos Shmiras HaNefesh should appear exactly in Nezikin, but that's where the Rambam places it. Sometimes you have to feel that stress, the strain of the framework that he's giving us. The next two are ones which are very confusing, always to understand what falls under Sefer Kinyan and what falls under Sefer Mishpatim. Essentially, Kinyan relates to ownership, whereas Mishpatim relates to other monetary laws, as we'll see in a moment, but it's even that is hard to precisely distinguish. So in Sefer Kinyan, we have Hilchos Mechira, buying and selling, Hilchos Zechiyah Matana, acquisition in another fashion of then buying, Shechinim, that's how neighbors are supposed to interrelate, Shluchim Meshudfin, if somebody's serving as an agent or as a partner with somebody else, and finally Avadim, which is something which can be owned and has its own different discussion, the ownership of slaves, and therefore falls under Kinyan as well. In Mishpatim, we see things that you don't quite own, but also relate in the monetary realm, such as Schiras, hiring workers and renting objects, Shelo Bikadon, borrowing and depositing items, Malva Velova, lending money. Tomi Minitan really relates to things in Kinyan as well, as say for Mishpatim. It relates to back and forth in court, those that might make a claim against another person, and how we would respond and deal with those. And finally, Hilchos Nachlos, which relates to the rules of inheritance. Why Nachos better fit in Mishpatim than in Kinyan is one of those things which is hard, at least for me, to precisely define. Finally, the last Sefer is Sefer Shoftim, which relates to Jewish authority, and we have here, and the court systems, we have Hilchos Sanhedrin and Hilchos Eidos, which deals with setting up Jewish courts and how to properly adjudicate in those courts through adjudicate in those courts with testimony. Finally, next we have Hilchos Mamrim, which refers to rebels, although interestingly, it's one of those things also which juts out a little bit. The Rambam includes in Hilchos Mamrim about rebels, well, proper laws of kibud av aim, so that way you know how to respect authority figures in that sense. And Hilchos Avel, which is the one that perhaps sticks the most out, the strain is very strongly felt here, how the laws of mourning are in Sefer Shoftim. And finally, Hilchos Malachim u'Malchusein, the laws of setting up a king and the wars that he is able to fight. Thus, we see all of the Rambam's conceptual breakup.